2,200 rows long, and it has like the test underscore and the result, and then it's got in the next column, it's got the disease name, and then it's got the next one, it's got the test underscore and the result and the disease name, and this one has to be unique for us to be able to use it in our system, and we have to maintain this list every time, so it keeps growing, it's growing and growing, we're adding more stuff to it, and we have duplicated entries in there because one lab is having a slightly variation to what they're sending us, it's the same test but it's slightly different, and then so it just keeps growing a lot. The disease list just have all the diseases and a little text into it next to it saying, you know, what test results that it want them to look at. So some of the challenges we've had with this is that the process of just identifying what they should send to us, it's very time consuming for us, it's very time consuming for the facility. So this facility we used to work with around 700 test result combinations, that took them about 3 months to really go through and talk to their, it was the lab people who found the combinations, they talked to their ICP staff, they're trying and talking to us, to trying to come up with this list so we don't miss anything. And then we also see that different facilities, they will identify and send different codes and results for the same disease. So one facility is sending a chlamydia positive, and then the other one has chlamydia positive, but it's a slightly different test, and we need them, and we need to map them so our list just keeps growing and growing and growing. And then, of course, we have to maintain this. As soon as anything's changed at the lab, then they need to tell us so we can change our list too. And it's starting to get kind of cumbersome. And then the disease list and the test result mapping, the guidelines that we've created to give us to our facility, then we have to maintain those too, and we have to make sure that they're updated somewhere so the facilities can see this. And so when there's new tests coming in or when we're asking for something new, we have to make sure that they know about that. And that's also something we have to maintain and up. So it's never final. There's constant changes, and all these changes are time-consuming. And we also need to have some kind of process to make sure that if we're doing changes that we get it out to all the facilities that are sending it to us. So with that, then I'm kind of as the start of what we're seeing when we're doing all these mapping, and we're hoping that some of these mapping tables and the knowledge base is going to help a bit of this that we're seeing. Got questions? Or do you want to take questions now or at the end?
Yeah, we talked about being able to have folks ask questions as we go along. Yeah. Questions at this point?
Hi, I'm Carl Long from the Arkansas Department of Health. And how large is your staff as far as the maintaining of all the codes?
I
know Sean has 4 full-time mappers.
Dan does.
I have 2 full-time Rhapsody mapper staff, but they're also maintaining the Rhapsody routes. And they're looking at the ELR feed every morning to see if there is any errors. Because if somebody sends us something we didn't know about before, they're supposed to detect that and make sure that these lists are updated. So they're doing the ELR import, they're maintaining the routes, and they're doing the mapping. So that's 2 staff in my team. So they're doing kind of a variety of ELR things.
Okay.